Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. JoJo, the Simpsons clips get me every time.
I'm just laughing, not stop. That's a classic Simpsons episode.
Oh, it's the best part is he walks up and goes, "I'm huge ass."
Yeah, right.
Let's go to the phone line, driven by Wilson, WilsonCountyHyundai.com. The Bristol Night Race coming up this weekend at Bristol Motor Speedway up in East Tennessee. And Joey Logano, driver of the number 22 for Team Penske, joins us now. Joey, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. What's happening, guys?
Oh, you know, we're just having some fun here in Nashville, and I know you're ready to go short track racing, as it's hard to believe it's already a cutoff race for the first round of the playoffs. So how are you feeling about your chances going into this weekend?
I feel pretty good about it. I love Bristol. It's my favorite track to go to, just as fast as it is, and a bit unpredictable with the fans being so close, you know, a half-mile high-bank stadium environment. It just has a way of getting you excited.
Do you have to change your mindset going into a race like this, knowing that, I mean, the playoffs are so tight that if you have trouble, you know, you could find yourself missing the next round? So does it change your strategy a little bit?
Yes. You need to be aware of the situation of what's going on around you, you know, where you are going into it as far as a points perspective, and really define win in maybe a different way than just being in victory lane, right? The ultimate goal when we start the season is to win the championship. And so to do that, we need to get through each round. And that doesn't mean we have to win at Bristol this weekend. It means we have to do good and have a solid day and score a lot of points. So that means stage points and you know, a top five puts us in a really good spot. So that's the goal going into it. Now, don't get me wrong. If the win is there in front of us, you know we're going to try to take it. But I think we need to be smart about the risks we're taking.
Joey Logano is with us, driver of the number 22 for Team Penske. They'll be racing at Bristol this weekend.
All right, Joey, I just got to ask you, driving at Bristol is fantastic, but at night, I mean, what is that? I know you've been asked this a million times, but what's it like at night at Bristol with the crowd and everything? It's got to be just fantastic.
It's definitely pretty cool. It's just, when you're inside the car, you have a unique perspective, right? I think as race fans, you know, that are there, they see the cool factor, right? Of everyone, their camera phones out, the flash bulbs going off, the music, the loud cars, all that. But inside the car is a different experience when you get to see it all from inside the car, and then when you get out and everybody's cheering and or booing at you. I've been on both ends of that one, but it's neat. It's makes you feel like you're in a stadium, and for a race car driver, we don't get that a lot, right? We're using these huge venues where everybody's really spread out, but at Bristol, everyone's right on top of each other, so it's different, and it's cool.
I remember asking Darrell Waltrip one time, what was his success to winning all those races at Bristol, and he's like, don't wreck. I was like, all right, that's a pretty simple explanation for it, right?
I wish it was that simple. I mean, that's one piece of the puzzle, for sure, is not wreck, but the other one was go fast. I think you got to go really fast and obviously have the right strategy. And a hard part of thinking about Bristol is the track changes a lot as it takes rubber. As you make so many laps, the track keeps taking rubber, and it changes the way your car drives. And over 500 laps, as you can imagine, it changes a lot. So what works in the beginning of the race, you got to be ready to adjust and know where it's going. And it makes it really hard to make sure you have something that you can win with at the end.
Talking to two-time Cup Series champion Joey Logano, we've seen this new car, you know, kind of evolve as you guys have driven it for the last couple of years, but short tracks continue to be a work in progress. We've seen good racing on the intermediates, obviously the road courses. Where do you think the car is at when it comes to short track racing at this point?
I think it's coming along. I think it's definitely a racetrack where Bristol itself can put on a good race with a tricycle. So I don't think it really matters at that racetrack. But I do think, you know, the sport in general is working really hard on trying to figure out how can we make the racing even better. And a lot of the things that happen with the cars, that they're all so if we all have the same cars essentially and everyone's running within a couple tenths of a second of each other every lap, it's hard to make a pass when you're not really faster than the guy in front of you. So that's one piece of it, which, like I said, Bristol is such a wide racetrack, like the corners you can run the top or the bottom. It gives you some opportunities.
Joey, Trackhouse announced that Shane Van Gisbergen, who we saw win at Chicago, he's going to be in NASCAR next year running in trucks and Xfinity and Cup Series as he gets used to the ovals and things. He's a three-time supercar champion. How big is that for the sport to have crossover like that for him to come over?
I think it's pretty neat for sure. For years, we've seen the way to become a NASCAR driver, right? Whether it's, it's been oval racing in America, basically, whether it's late models or on dirt or asphalt, and there's just stepping stones that come up through it, and it's, trucks and Xfinity Cup. And then there's the very rare few that come from a foreign country and that have raced something completely different their whole life, but are obviously very talented, and they want to come race against us as well. And that's a completely different way of coming into the sport. And to see what Shane's doing, not only like to take on this challenge, as I'm not calling him old here at all, but at the age that he is in comparison to others that are starting, their NASCAR career at a different age, a younger age, it's going to be neat to see him progress through this. Obviously, he came in like a bolt of lightning in Chicago. He was able to win his first race right off the bat at the street course. Obviously, that fell right into his wheelhouse. But I think as he, obviously he's a fantastic driver. All right, we all see that. But, I think he's going to take some time to be able to learn how to oval race and do the NASCAR style of racing that we typically do every week besides, what we did in Chicago that weekend.
We're talking to Joey Logano, driver of the number 22 for Team Penske.
Hey, Joey, I'm always curious about this. I know, like, football teams, they sit down, they watch the game tape and see what they did wrong and all this other stuff, what they can do better. Do NASCAR teams do this? Do you watch the previous race and see things you could have done better, or how does that all work?
Yep. Yeah, we sit down and go through not only just film, but there's a lot of data that we can collect and where our competitors were faster and the different, parts of the game, right? The pit stops, the strategy, the restarts, those details, the special teams, if you will. Those are the things that really make the difference these days. We just said a minute ago, all the cars run pretty close to the same speed. So how do you beat them? Well, you got to do really, really good at details. And that's where the little things that are going to add up, a couple spots on pit road, right, choosing the right lane, those type of things just are essential to get correct. And that's what our sports really moved on to.
I love that. All right, I've always wanted to ask this question too. How do you handle rush hour traffic?
I don't do a very good job. Does anybody handle rush hour traffic well?
No.
If you do, you're psycho. Right. I don't see how it's even possible. I don't like it, but I got to handle it the same way as everyone else. I sit there and get frustrated.
do you, if there's a big traffic jam or something, do you try to find a way just to keep going, even though it might take you longer to get there, but you got to be moving at least at some point?
Absolutely. I'm for sure. If there's a getting off the exit, I may not know what's off that exit, where I'm going to swing the bat, and I'll, I may get right back on the exit where I got off and did it for no reason. But, yes, I'm not sitting still in a line anywhere. I can't do it. No patience here.
Yeah, I'm the same way, Joey. I don't think any of us are different in that sense. But, hey, appreciate it today. Best of luck this weekend at Bristol as we watch the first round of the playoffs come to an end. But appreciate it. Always good to talk to you.
All right. Thank you very much. Have a good one, guys.
You too. Joey Logano, driver of the number 22 for Team Penske, that for the two-time Cup Series champion, joining us here on the show and gotten to know Joey a little bit over the years. Fun guy, but he's one of those guys that, like, outside the race car, Joe.
Right.
Super nice. You put him inside the race car, like they're going to do Saturday night at Bristol, right. Different person.
Like most Nashville drivers. Hey, there's a Nashville connection with him. Do you know this?
Well, I think he won his first Xfinity race at the Super Speedway.
But he beat Casey Atwood, who was the youngest at the time.
Oh, that's right. Joey became the youngest.
Former Nashville guy, Casey Atwood.
That's right, yeah.
Or he still might live here, I don't know.
I think he is, yeah. Okay. But, yeah, Joey's awesome. So appreciate him for joining us. And we'll talk to Jerry Caldwell, who's the GM at Bristol, I don't even know his title now. I need to look that up. But it's changed. But he'll join us at the end of the show to talk more about that, because, you know, I'm passionate about the racing up at Bristol. They played a football game up there a few years ago. Would love to see that again. Just a really cool facility that they have there in East Tennessee. So be sure to check that out. More texts coming in, Joe, real quick.
Yeah, throw the topic back out there again.
Are the worst injuries in sports that you have ever seen? You didn't have to be there, but, like, watched it on TV. Obviously, Joe Theismann's been brought up. I brought up Sid Vicious, the wrestler, you know, as one. But, Kent Marlichuk, the goalie,
that got his throat somebody cut. Somebody sent that to me? Pass.
Yeah. That was a bad one. Got more. Alex Smith. Yeah, we haven't even brought up Alex Smith. Ugh. I mean, that was just as bad. And it wasn't that. Wasn't his injury? He was playing for Washington.
Wasn't the his Niners?
No, it was the with Chiefs. Washington.
Was it was Washington? With Washington. Where am I going?
But here's why I bring that up. It was at the same spot of the field, almost at the same point of the game as Theismann, and it was the Washington quarterback.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, you're so right, that's what right. It was.
Because he went from Niners, Chiefs to the Redskins. That's right.
Yeah. Nick Chubb versus UT. I don't remember that.
Yeah, on the sideline. That's right.
It was in the red zone.
Yep.
On the right side, right hash.
When was that?
2010?
No, it was after that.
2012? I'll look it up.
It would have been 2015 maybe. Because they play the odd year Georgia comes to Knoxville. Still bad. I mean, whatever it was, it's still bad. But
Ken and Waverly says Nancy Kerrigan.
That was,
pretty
bad.
That was pretty bad.
Yeah.
Wes in Clarksville, another one for Mark Mariani. So that was a big one. So keep those coming, 615-737-1025. We'll read more of those coming up next, and also get to celebrity birthdays here on Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.